Six actors, two children, a dog, and two pigs, the story goes, moved into an historic Virginia tavern in August of 1953 and made theater history.
Six actors, including Muriel Macaulay and Pete Kilgore, gave up their careers in New York City to found a regional theater in Richmond, Virginia. And they moved down here and purchased Hanover Tavern for $25,000, putting down $2,500, the last $8.30 of which was in change.
Bruce Miller said when they got there, the building was historic, and that was about it.
It had no indoor plumbing. It had no heat, much less air conditioning. There was no glass in most of the windows. And they spent the next 40 years creating a home, creating one of the first regional theaters in the country, creating the first dinner theater in the country, and saving Hanover Tavern.
The regional theater was the plan. The dinner theater just kind of happened.
Because they realized in order to lure Richmond audiences all the way out to Hanover County, which was a bit of a trek in those days before the roads that we have now, they needed to serve dinner.
Available cash was going into creating the theater and staging shows, so the dinner was planned and prepared by
these same six New York actors combined their old family recipes, cooked all the food, waited tables, and then moved everybody into the English basement of Hanover Tavern and put on a show.
The other thing that kept audiences coming out to Hanover was the quality of the shows they were doing. Miller, now artistic director of the Virginia Repertory Theater, of which Barksdale is a part, eventually worked there and in 2001 became artistic director. He said the history Barksdale was making, beginning in the 50s, wasn't just about what they were putting on the stage.
They also were the first theater in the entire Commonwealth of Virginia to insist on breaking the back of the Jim Crow laws and welcoming African-American audiences into the theater right alongside their white patrons. They made a point to do that, and they were always very proud of the fact that they risked being arrested by ensuring that they had integrated audiences in the theater.
In 1973, Barksdale produced Virginia's first professional play based on the African-American experience, Lorraine Hansberry's To Be Young, Gifted, and Black. Miller noted that from the get-go, Macaulay and the Kilgores were also passionate about
being a part of the decentralization of American theater in the 1950s. They were among that group of New Yorkers who believed that if our nation was really going to have a vibrant theater, that we needed to do it not just in New York City, but in every region of the country.
The three retired in 1993. To honor the 60th anniversary, Miller said, Virginia Rep has chosen a show about the kind of people who followed their dream and opened the Barksdale Theater.
Steel Magnolias is about a group of very vibrant, strong women who pursue the various dreams and livelihoods that they want to pursue. And so we feel like the show is a fitting tribute.
Steel Magnolias opens in Barksdale Theater, Hanover Tavern, July 12th, and runs through the 25th of August. There's more information at va-rep.org. John Ogle, WCVE News.